It's time to unplug from the politics. It's Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to 6 hours of local independent music from all around the state of Wisconsin. You know, we got the Devil's Lair coming up after 9 o'clock. Avian Aurora will be performing live. Can't wait for that. Right now, Rocker's here with our first guest of the night.
That's right, Jimmy. We're here with DC Lawler, and he's the owner of the Mad Scientist Bar and Music Venue in downtown Waukesha. It's a venue owner in a challenging atmosphere. DC has championed local music and continues to fill his lineups with original music and is celebrating the club's fourth anniversary this month. If that's not enough, Jimmy, Max Inc. Radio and the SHA 101 FM are hosting a local music showcase at the Mad Scientist coming up this Friday, March 18th. Here in the Madison studio from Waukesha, and the owner of Mad Scientist is DC Lawler. DC, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, awesome to be here. Thanks for having me.
What's happening, DC?
Hey, how are you?
Now, DC, you just didn't stumble into music. Tell us your journey to becoming a music venue owner.
Oh, that's a loaded question right there. Let's see. Well, I started out in a family that was musically orientated. So I had a lot of older brothers. I'm the youngest of eight. So I got to hear all their music growing up, right? They were playing their records and whatnot. So at a really young age, I loved music. And then as I became a young adult, I started going out to the clubs. And I loved the social aspect of it and the music and the dancing and, you know, all the action.
Yeah.
And, I started bartending at 19 at a place called Fried Eggs and Tootsies down in Milwaukee where I met my wife.
What a great name, Fried Eggs and Tootsies.
Yeah, and he met his wife there, Jimmy.
I did. I've been with her, my lovely wife, Barb. We've been together 38 years.
This is like a Showtime After Dark movie right there, you know?
Yeah, it kind of is. So I got there and I always loved music and just the social aspect. And I thought to myself, you know, maybe one day I'll own a bar. And I went to broadcasting school and I had this plan in my brain that was like, hey, you know, maybe I'll become famous on the radio and then I'll take my personality name and open a bar, you know, and do music or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I got to thinking about doing something like this. And then I got a call from a brother. My brother Mark, and he said, hey, there's this bar in Waukesha that I think is going to be, he knew the owner, and they were trying to sell it, or they might go out of business, so
yeah.
One thing led to another, and we found out that we could get in the bar, so my wife and I took the plunge, and that's how we got Mad Scientist.
Now, that was basically 4 years ago, huh?
Yeah. Well, we took about 6 months to remodel and get the place up and going, but yeah, March is our four-year grand opening anniversary.
Now, you probably can sell beer all day, but what motivated you to host live music, especially taking a chance on local and original artists?
Yeah, well, again, that goes back to just my love for music. And I was a DJ. I went to broadcasting school, but I ended up in clubs. So I was club DJing for 20 years, right? So when I got the bar, I thought, hey, I'll do a mix. And it came with this beautiful stage, right? This big old stage. And I'm like, well, I got to do some live music, but I'm also a DJ. So I got to have DJs and live music. So when we first opened up, we were doing DJs and live music, probably more DJ nights than live music. Waukesha is an interesting animal because you got the university there, Carroll University, and you try to get those kids from there to come over, but they have to go through the whole gauntlet of the downtown area to get to my place, right?
Right.
So then we said we were having success with bands. And I always loved live music. I mean, I'm a child of live music. I grew up, my first concert, I saw Chicago. And when I was in the summer of sixth grade, I saw them at the arena. Blew my mind. You know, I was like, wow, this is where it's at. So I started going I saw dozens of shows at Alpine Valley. My favorite band is called Yes. A lot of the young people might not know who they are, but I've seen them 77 times live.
Wow.
You know? 77 times.
Yes, I'm a little crazy that way. I saw, you know, all sorts of bands growing up, and I really love live music. And I have a brother that's a great sax player, local musician in Milwaukee. So I'd go see him play, and all that inspired me to want to do more live music.
I know deadheads that have not seen the Dead 77 times.
Oh, yeah. true.
Jimmy.
My best friend and I have seen them probably 50 times together, and we take a lot of grief from our other friends.
That's great. They should recognize you for that. Have they done anything? Like, have you reached out? Hey, yes, I've seen you 77 times.
Actually, as a matter of fact, you opened the wormhole.
Oh, boy.
But no, as a matter of fact, I had got to know one of the keyboard players that had replaced the original guy, Rick Wakeman, and he was from Russia. His name was Igor Korachev. And I met him at a bar before a show one time and bought him a beer, and he invited us backstage, and I got to see him with him in the lineup about 10 or 12 times back. I get to meet the band afterwards.
Wow.
And then they replaced him with a guy named Jeff Downs that was in a band called Asia.
Yep.
And I met him a couple times from all these shows, and he has a photographic memory, so he remembered me. And now he calls me Wisconsin Dave whenever he sees me. Because I introduced myself as David, you know, that's the D in DC is David, right? I said, I'm David Lawler. And he said, oh, man, you must be from Wisconsin.
It's just Scotty.
In a British accent. So it was quite fun. And then, so now a couple guys in the band actually do know us. We went over to Europe to see him, and I saw him get inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we're kind of,
oh, cool.
We get to call him and they give us passes and stuff. It's really fun.
Very cool. You are connected to music. Well, how did you get connected to Waukesha? What brought you there from Milwaukee and Minneapolis?
Well, it was a chance to, you know, kind of do a lifelong dream, which was owning my own place, being in business for myself.
Entrepreneur.
And yeah, and then my family. You know, all my family and my best friends in the world were from Wisconsin. I love Minnesota. Minneapolis is a cool city. Great music scene there. Everything, you know. But I wanted to be home, and our parents were my parents are no longer with us, but Barb's parents were still alive. We wanted to come home and spend some time with family, you know, and that was a really big part of us making our move down here.
Now, it's your fourth anniversary this month. Tell us what's happening at the Mad Steintist for your birthday.
Wow, this is cool. We're celebrating 4 years here at Mad Steintist. We do music, and we're really celebrating it with music. Live music is our way to kind of give back to the community, is to, you know, have a place, especially after all this crap with COVID and what happened in Waukesha. You know, it was really sad, but we want to uplift the community, right? So we try to be participants of the community. And music, man, that's the way to do
it,
right?
Best way, yes.
My opinion, too, right? So we feature music 4 nights a week, all month long, and actually every month, but we got a really stellar lineup. We do a open mic, which is a hosted by our friend Bill Page. And we have a lot of singer-songwriters come in. They'll do some covers, but they also do original performances. So you get local original on our Tuesdays. And then on Thursdays, we have a thing called Open Jam, and it's hosted by Talon Noble Latz, who's this awesome guitar player.
Oh, he's awesome. Talon.
You know Talon,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. We've had him play at Atwood Fest before. Yes.
Yeah, so Talon was featured on America's Got Talent when he was 9 years old.
Yeah.
He's now 22 years old, and he's a humble young man, really good dude. And he hosts our event every Thursday. They bring in some really great players. Josh Becker from Cherry Pie is here every other week. A lot of great guys. A lot of great drummers and musicians. So we do that on Thursday. And then really to celebrate our anniversary, it was to get a really good lineup for every weekend, right? So we kicked that off with a party with Marty Morgan, who's another...
Party Marty.
Party Marty. They call him Party Marty. That's right. And he is a champion of local... original music.
Yes.
He does the, I'm going to get it wrong. He does the Glacier Lake Music Festival, I believe that's what it's called.
Glacier Valley Music Festival.
Thank you. Glacier Valley Music Festival, where he has about 80 original bands from Wisconsin performing.
That's true. Trash Eagle, we're going to be talking to them tonight at 10:30. They're playing at the Glacier Valley.
Yeah, they're a terrific band. They've played at our venue several times. And so Marty hosted the show on the first Friday of the month. Then we featured Boomer Nation, which is a really great cover band, really knocked it out of the park. Last night, we had a band called Boys Meet World, which was a pop punk 2000s kind of cover thing. They just crushed it. And tonight, we have a band called 10 Feet Tall that's based out of Waukesha. And then, of course, the big news, on the 18th, that's next Friday, we've got the Max Inc. radio show, right? And we're going to feature your band, Rocker.
That's right, Iron Plow. Jimmy has a little bit of Iron Plow queued up. What else you got coming this month for your anniversary?
So we also, on your show, we also have the Rogue Electrics, Mickey Magnum, and Trash Eagle.
That's right.
Saturday night, the 19th, Regenerated is a really great high-energy 2000s rock, and they do some really great classic rock and some kick-ass country, too. And then on the 25th, we have Big Spoon, who was nominated as the best cover band for the Whammy Awards this year.
Oh, Big Spoon.
And then my personal favorite.
they make covers of the Little Spoon.
That's right. That's right. And then one of my personal favorites coming up on the 26th, we have Shelly Mack and The Reunion. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be here. And if you don't know who Shelly is, if you took Robert Plant and Janis Joplin and they had a love child.
That would be Shelly.
That would be Shelly, man. She really wails. So it's really a great band. So we're really pleased to, you know, to do that and to support the local music. And I encourage everyone to support it wherever you find it. Not just at Mad Scientist, not just in Waukesha or Madison, but wherever you go, if you see a sign on a window that says live entertainment, get in there, because $5 or $10 for a cover charge to keep this industry going is well worth it.
Well, hey, I got to ask you. I head to Waukesha every now and then, and I'm looking for a little bite to eat. Where can I find something tasty and unique in Waukesha?
Okay, my first, I got three gems for you. Number one, I have to say Tofty's Table. Tofty's Table is an upscale, kind of a tapas, shared plate. The owners, Christina and Jason, are wonderful. Jason's an awesome chef. Encourage you to go there if you got a party. It's really nice. Best Mexican restaurant in town, I happen to really like. It's called Casa Noble. And that Nori is owner there. They're really terrific.
My parents love that place.
It's really great. And then we got a good friend, Danny, that owns Guitar for Life Cafe. They have soups and sandwiches and specialty dogs, but they support local live entertainment all the time. They're ambassadors as well of local live music. So I would encourage you to check out any of those places when you're downtown. Of course, man. We have great pizza and cheese garlic bread at Mad Scientist as well. But
man, that sounds awesome. DC, thank you so much for taking the time to come up to Madison and see us. We really appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Max Inc. Radio and the Shaw 101 FM hosting the local music showcase at the Mad Scientist on Friday, March 18th at 8 p.m. featuring the music of Rogue Electrics, Mickey Magnum, Trash Eagle, and my new band, Iron Plow. This is Iron Plow. Rock it. This is Devil Radio 92.7.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Now for something completely different.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Lights
Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 101 FM, The Shaw. Coming up next hour, hour number two, Queen of Dreams will join us in the studio after 7:30. Michael Darling later on, and Avian Aurora live in the Devil's Lair. That's after 9 o'clock. Right now, some Hollow Bill. This is Concrete Bill on Max Inc. Radio.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.